Thank you very much. Just short of 60 years after Auden and McNeice, I'd been to Iceland to write their book, Letters from Iceland. I went there with another poet, Glyn Maxwell, to follow in their footsteps and to write our own version of that book, and I suppose to kind of celebrate our friendship and our alliance, and to fly a flag and you know, generally say something about the poets who we most admired at that time, who at that time were Auden and McNeice. And we also went there, like they did, to drink and be giddy and have a good time and produce a book in the spirit of that. We finished up at a place on the northwest corner of Iceland called Breidavik, and I saw this as part and parcel of a journey to find a stillness and a centre, something that McNeice had tried to do, and I interpreted this as a kind of quest for silence, and McNeice got into this poem in terms of I saw him there with his microphone as a sort of BBC person. And the poem's called Listen Here. It will not be got from the kernel of rock, where a seismograph samples the murmur of stone, bugging the pulse where quakes assemble in swarms and drones. It will not be caught in the berth of a boat as it trawls. Marine life idles in absolute time to starboard and port. The mid-Atlantic splits its stitches and the blue whale yawns. It will not be farmed in the far of the ground. There the wind goes out of its way for somewhere to sound, unloading the scream of the sea on the shell of the ear. It will not be traced to the deep down of a cave, where a word on the loose is a bird in a box, a black box. Water clocks the midnight days in slow, synthesized drops. It will not be told by the wide open road. Chippings tune the forks and spokes of mountain bikes, or station wagons tread and hold in four-wheel drive. It will not be bought for the price of a long walk above cliffs. Seabirds needle the air with their beaks, come close with scraps of talk, snatches of speech. It will not be clinched with equipment, will not be tricked by holding a microphone out to the air, the water or land, and recording the cracks and clicks of bones in the hand. It will not be had or fixed. Made of finer stuff, to find it is to let it come to mind, then bluff or lie or think or wish. Now hear this.